This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 153.
153!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith, this is MMA Show. My MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes! And not to bring everybody down, but we want to, of course, wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. And I want to give props to the troops. Thank you for fighting those fucking wars that the politicians keep waging,
gang banging, and it's like a rape on all these other countries.
Yes.
But someone's got.
Thank you for doing the shit that I wouldn't want to do and allowing me to be a jackass in the basement talking nonsense about MMA.
That's right. Sign of the devil.
Come back safe. Stay strong.
Props. Take a dick.
Peace. Take a
dick. Wait, no. I don't know.
Whoa.
Represent.
Okay. So
should I stop on my head or should I keep digging?
I'm not sure, man.
It's okay. All good. Don't get bit by a dog. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Did you want to lead with that or no?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm just saying don't get bit by a dog. Moving right along. What else is going on, Ego?
Not much. Had a little chilling Memorial weekend. Kinda nice to just relax a bit. The weather could have been better. Unfortunately, it was quite gloomy. Chicago and
gloom and doom out here.
But what are you going to do? Next week should be nice. I'm hearing 80s, high 80s.
That's right.
That's what I like. Shorts weather, you know?
True that.
Chilling weather. So
your fucking Detroit Red Wings are up in said series.
They are, but they are down. I was just, that's why I was yelling when you were upstairs. They are down 4-2 in the third.
Well, you know it's got to go to game 7. They're not, these refs are, it's just like any sport. You want to see them go to game 7 or whatever. Go to distance, right?
Game 7's in Detroit or in Chicago?
Should be in Chicago because they were the best team.
Let's go!
Hockey! But Detroit always seems to have fucking Chicago's number.
Yeah.
They always run into, like, a streaky goalie. How is that? Your fucking goalie was running at, like, 97.7% percentage.
He doesn't like to be scored on. What can I tell you?
He's a whore. He's a dirty whore.
He might be.
The whole team's dirty, Ego.
Probably.
Why do they go grow beards and come playoff time?
Why do you have your beard?
Because I'm a man.
There you go. I try to grow a beard, but mine is like never comes in. I think in order to get it like that, I probably have to work on it for 6 months. It like comes in all patchy and shit. So
it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I look really unkempt. Like if
like what's wrong with that guy?
It got the HIV. So, yeah. But I'm told that after like 6 months, it should even out. But I just don't have. I mean,
that's a long time to be going for, bro.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think the hockey guys just like to not shower and do all this weird shit.
Be all stinky. They don't wash their fucking gear. Jesus Christ.
Disgusting.
It's all good.
The football players do that too, though. It's like a it's like a thing. I don't know.
A thing. Stink them out.
Yeah.
That's what they should do in MMA. Just don't wash your fucking shorts.
Oh, gross.
Show up. Well, didn't some of those guys are wearing like cups that, like Forrest Griffin, remember he had that cup that he had wore for like 4 years?
It was
years?
All tattered. And
yeah. That can't smell pleasant. You know that's not getting washed.
No, dude. Like, especially in the summer, if it's hot and you're sweating, you can't even take that gear after you've just taken it off. It smells horrible. Can you imagine like the second and third use and the amount of fungus growing on that?
Well, I think I told you the one time I had forgotten that I had sweaty clothes in the side pocket and like 2 weeks later, I had fucking mold and all sorts of neat shit growing there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, we're done with this whole bag. Start fresh.
Yeah.
So
it happens fast.
You're damn right. So speaking of Forrest Griffin.
Yes.
That'll lead us right into the first thing. Like, he retires. So now him and Bonner are going into the UFC Hall of Fame this summer.
Nice.
So my question is Tito going to induct Forrest in then to close him out?
Maybe. That would be funny if he did.
I think there's a little bad blood there. I don't think Tito's a fan of him for ruining his little fucking post-fight interview where fucking Rogan should have been doing it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? So, I don't know. I'm going to go for an uncomfortable pause.
People right are there. Getting old. That's what's happening.
It's sad because you look at, like, here's people you've watched their entire career, right? You've seen them start in The Ultimate Fighter, season one, mind you. You see them hit a pinnacle, become the, what, light heavyweight champion at one point?
Yes.
And then on the downside, and now both of them retire. But this time frame, what was that, like 2006, maybe, when they were first on the Ultimate
Sounds
Fighter
right.
show?
In that time, yeah.
So, what, six, seven years?
Yeah. He's at his run.
No, I mean, it's such a short span if I want to compare it to like other sports. And even you can go back to hockey. I'm kind of surprised that there's still guys that are.
Is Chris Chelios still playing?
No, but motherfucker, we traded him to you guys. Like, he's washed up. And that motherfucker played like another 7 to 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, he played a long time.
And was still a
and
solid
he was good.
Defenseman.
Yeah, he was good.
Fuck, you don't trade away
he wasn't
a solid
playing
guy.
Like 40 minutes anymore.
No,
but, he was,
but he's
you know,
still a great guy to have back there. Yeah. But. You know, you look at other sports, I think the longevity obviously is a lot better in other sports than MMA.
I think it seems that way, but like sports, football especially, I think the average, they said, the average guy plays 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. It just seems
maybe
like
it's,
because some of the well-known guys are around so long, but in general, I think it's the same in MMA. It just kind of like 7 years is a long time, man.
I don't know. It just seems short because you look at a guy like Anderson Silva who's still at his prime, and he's, what, 37, 38-ish? Yeah. He's up there. Vitor Belfort, you know, fuck, we're just talking. He is, like, one of the guys who was in the beginning of the UFC, and he's still a fucking
But
around.
Anderson never gets hit. I think that's his longevity strategy.
Couture, Henderson.
Yeah.
I think it's just the style, like, certain style. Like, obviously, a Forrest Griffin style, that ain't good for anybody's health. That's like a Chris Lytle style, but fuck, you got to... Heart and determination will take you far, but it ain't going to be a long career for you. You got to get out. I mean, it's probably a good thing for him to get out now. But
yeah, for sure.
Fuck.
He had a
gotta keep your brain still.
And, you know, seems like a smart guy. I read his book some time ago. It was quite kind of funny, you know. I don't know, man. It's a rough sport. What are you going to do?
Sure is.
And he was never really, like, top-tier guy. Like, I think overall skill. I think here's a guy who... definitely overachieved in his career. Mm-hmm. Like, he should have never been at the pinnacle where he was, like, you know, fighting for the title and all this. He just somehow was in the right place, right time. But skill-wise, you're not going to say, here's a guy who's, like, amazingly gifted. He's just tough as shit, and, you know, he just got it done, you know, on a nightly basis. And that wears on you after a while. You can only get beat up so much.
You can do that so much.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot what fight he said he watched. I think it was the Brian Stann Vanderlei Silva fight. He's like, fuck, do I have another one of these in me? Nope. Time to get out.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Yeah. So with all those guys, when you look at who's in the UFC Hall of Fame, I finally found this out. Here's the list of who's in. There's 8 other guys. So it's Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severin, Randy Couture, Mark Coleman, Chuck Liddell, Matt Hughes, and Tito Ortiz.
Wow, that's it?
And now... Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin. But rightfully so. I mean, that you got to look at that fight, the first fight they had. It's the most important fight probably in UFC's history because if that fight was shit, UFC does not go on to become this fucking huge conglomerate that it is now.
I agree, for sure.
And I like that fight. I don't give a fuck what anybody says because some people are like, oh, it was so sloppy. I'm like, fuck that. This was the first time like two guys are... Goddamn, what do they say? They're throwing lobos at each other, you know, firing away. And that was the real, like, the guy who wins gets the contract. That's when it fucking actually meant something. Yep. Now everybody pretty much gets in if you put on a good performance.
Yep.
So. Right along. Hey, did you see this kangaroo who looks like he's on TRT working the heavy bag? Look at this motherfucker.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I didn't know kangaroos were so small. Someone posted this shit. Somewhere.
Those things are not to be fucked with, right?
No, he's all veined out. Like, look at the fucking traps on this motherfucker.
Holy shit.
He's like, what? What?
They kill a lot of people, don't they? Like, in Australia, there's like
they
a
probably
high
do.
Death rate from kangaroos.
Didn't people used to box those back in the day? Can we set that match up? Kangaroo versus MMA fighter? Who's man enough to take that?
Floyd.
Holy shit.
No,
that is, there's power in those fucking kangaroo muscles.
And can't they like hover in the air and kick you? So they like.
Yeah, they use their tail.
Yeah.
And I think they base with the tail and fucking.
Jack you up.
Donkey
like
kangaroo
kick.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
And then the last thing, I gotta mention the douchiest commercial that I think I've ever seen. It's more annoying than the fucking Nas commercial.
Oh yeah,
it's that Kid Rock Harley Davidson one where it's like, people tell me, kid, you gotta do this and you gotta do that, but you know what, man, I can't hear you over the rumble of my freedom. Like, really?
I haven't seen that one.
Really, Kid Rock?
But I gotta give props to Kid. He's a Detroit boy. I can't talk
he
bad
is,
about
but
Rock.
That is the worst fucking commercial on TV right now, Ingo.
I haven't seen
that's it. Worse than that fucking guy with his blue cigarettes or whatever those are, that electronic cigarette Rogan keeps going off on.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this, though, about Kid Rock. I've seen him live a few times.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 times. Uh-huh. And the show is always the same. So just.
what are you saying?
You know what you're getting when you're with Kid Rock.
He's not updating.
No, it's I haven't seen him recently. But I'm just saying, like, you get explosions, you get a lot of, like, American
skanky
pride
women.
And skanky women and chicks in the crowd who are just, like, shouldn't be dressed the way they are because they're, like, way past their prime. And
that's true.
But he seems like a cool dude. He kind of went country, like, all.
Yeah, he's trying to mix it up.
So, but can't fault a man for.
I can fault a man. For you gotta be a little pickier with your choice of commercial.
I don't know. Getting paid.
But does he need the money at this point?
He might. Fuck. Who knows? I don't know.
But it's a weird thing, too. When you're talking about, like, Harley Davidson as a sponsor for the UFC, and then, like, giving all these guys these motorcycles if they win.
Yep.
Like, why? You can't even ride that. Are they supposed to ride them now? I thought they weren't supposed to ride them. So why the partnership?
I don't know. I mean, probably for the money.
It's all about the money, greenbacks. Dollar bill, y'all.
Yep.
All right. Ready to get into some recap action?
Maybe. But I got a crazy text message.
Uh-oh.
My girlfriend says, what are you doing, baby? I said, I'm taping the show, lady.
Hey. Easy. Well, I'll just throw some general thoughts at you while you're reviewing and perusing. So, how about Iron Mike Tyson at the weigh-ins? Looking all giddy, like the one dude pushes the other dude, and fucking Tyson looks like he's about to jizz his pants.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking cool as shit, though. You see Tyson there, and especially at the event, too. And Tyson fucked up, because he's the one who gave the knockout of the night to TJ Grant. Because Dana White was saying, oh, Junior Dos Santos should have got that KO of the night. But then they gave it to Grant because Tyson thought Grant's was more impressive.
It was. What do you mean?
No way.
Come on.
To knock out fucking Mark Hunt with a, what was that, like a spinning wheel kick?
Dude, TJ Grant is destroying dudes. He freaking put Maynard on his ass. I think that was pretty freaking impressive. For a guy who's not really been knocked out, what, Frankie Edgar maybe?
Yeah. Frankie Edgar stopped him.
That was a lot of salt.
But I look at, like, that versus a strike that you've never seen Junior Dos Santos throw. He doesn't throw kicks. You know, he usually uses hands, and then he throws a fucking wheel kick and then knocks out a guy who may have one of the best chins in MMA.
Okay, fair enough.
But, you know, I'll save my digression.
Mike.
All I got to say is jet lag and go. I'll save that
for
later.
No, a broken toe, man. We should wait.
Save that for later.
Discuss it later.
What else? We had that spilled ice, almost the second spilled ice rant from Joe Rogan during one of the fights.
Yeah, it was an undercard. What was that one?
I forgot. It's like, there's still 5 pieces on the ground. Fucking Herb Dean needs to fucking get on top of that. I'm like, oh no, he's going to go off again.
Yep.
And what about George Roop fucking taking his corner man out and fucking body slamming him? Goes full mount. Ground
he hit him in the face a couple
elbows.
Times.
And they're crazy. All smiles and giggles.
Good when you win.
And then what about all the late stoppages, it seemed like, too?
Yeah, there was a few. What comes to mind? I think the
Maynard fight?
Yeah. I thought that was late.
The Velasquez fight?
Yep.
There were some other fights? They all escaped me, but some don't. And what else?
Oh, the Colton Smith fight. I think Whitaker and Colton.
Mm-hmm.
That was a
weird style, too. Like, yeah. I'm going to fucking fight you with my left hand down at my knee the whole fight and beat you. I didn't think that one was going to work out. Kind of remind me of that one dude who was, I think he was fighting Nick Diaz, and he was standing like this the whole time. He kept trying to swat the punches, and he just got knocked the fuck out. This is somewhat early He was Asian. Can't quite tell you who it was.
Asian?
It didn't quite work out for him. He didn't last long in the UFC. This would have been Nick's first run in the UFC. Yeah, you can pull
it out.
I gotta
look it up now.
And Rogan, I remember him calling that fight and saying, man, this style is not going to work out well for him. And then sure as shit, Diaz knocks him the fuck out. Because he can't fucking hand swat people like that.
No, I definitely agree.
I'm going to pull up some shit.
I got to look this shit up. Koji yes. Ishii? Oshi?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yep.
Didn't work out well for him.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
That should have been a first rounder.
I don't know that I ever saw that fight.
We should check it out just to see that guy's fucked up start.
UFC 53. Maybe I did. I don't know. 2005. Shit, that was a long time ago.
A long time.
Yeah.
All good. You want some scores?
Hit me with the scores.
Ingo did very well this time.
Yes.
I was 7-5. Ingo was 10-2. And Magic 8-Ball was 8-4. So overall, I'm 153. Ingo is 89-64. And the Magic 8-Ball is in first place. At 101-52, still picking at a solid 66%.
That's like 20 picks ahead of us.
Wait. Ahead of you.
Oh, me.
I'm right. Only one back. It'll all work out. Your Red Wings are going to win. Don't worry.
They lost.
Don't have to worry.
The game is over. They already lost today.
What?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, well, you only need to win one more. It'll work out.
Well, so do you. So it's not exactly a lot.
Well, this is game 7 now? We made it?
Yeah.
Isn't Woo! I thought they were down 3-1.
They were down 3-2.
Yeah. Okay, now it's tied. Okay, no, it's so tied, it's game 2-3. See? Told you it was going to go
7 games.
Has
anyone ever come back from 0-3?
It's the percent. It was a 9% chance if you're down 3-1 to come back.
Okay. Want to do a shot of tequila?
Not so much. But they said, I forgot it was what it was. I think it's, never mind. Something about the President's Trophy and you win, and you typically win the Stanley Cup.
The President's Trophy, like? Monica Lewinsky, you mean?
Yep. Cigars in your asshole.
I'd love to be the president for one day. Not to do anything, like, important.
just abuse my power on interns.
See what I could get away with for 24 hours, you know?
Speaking of, I'm the most powerful man in the United States of America, and possibly the world, would you mind sucking my dick?
Yeah. Wasn't that Bill Clinton that they always talk about?
Yeah, that guy was a fucking player, man.
Pervert.
He's like, getting paid and lead.
I don't know. He got old.
Quick. Well, look at what happens to all those presidents.
Obama's
right?
Got all gray hair and shit now. He looked so young when he started, yeah. 6 years in, or 5 years in now. He looks, oh my God, his hair is all gray.
Because I think that's true. Like, they tell him how shit's going to work, not... You think you're going to come in, and he's like, yes, I can. And like, motherfucker, no, you can't.
Yeah.
This is the way shit's going to run. You're going to sign this. You're not running a show. We're running a show. You're just a puppet, yeah. Bitch.
Well, they probably work really hard, too, you know? Like,
yeah,
there's
I
probably
don't know
a
about
lot
him.
Of
He seems like he's on vacation a lot.
That's what they say, but I think there's a lot. I would venture to guess there's a lot of pharmaceutical help when you're that important.
Is he on the TRT? He's on the
No, gym. But so like, go, I'm saying, like, uppers, downers, you know, like, yeah. He becomes like a... I would
like
guess.
A champion, just loads and loads.
I would venture to guess he's blowing loads everywhere. Probably
you got it. If you're the president, I'd be like dropping loads on the Oval Office. Blow a load on this one.
Nah, he's got the wife. I'm sure she... I better stop.
Is this legal?
I don't know.
Why? Why can't the man drop loads in every office?
Loads to the face.
He's like, I willingly. Bet... Like, has a woman ever taken anal in the Oval
what
Office?
What do you call that at night? They put it, rub that shit in? What's that called? Moisturizer?
Yeah, moisturizer. It's all about taking anal in the Oval.
Rub it in your eye socket so you can get rid of your baggy eyes. It's good for everything.
Anal in the Oval, Ingo.
Okay.
That's how the guy's rolling, man.
Yes.
He doesn't give a fuck. All right. Did we talk about fights before someone cries because we're not talking about fucking
I love it. I love it, though. Every time someone bitches on our YouTube or wherever, like, you guys need to talk more MMA, the first response is always someone like, oh, you must be new here. Like, props to the fans.
True. Well, so. Sometimes you get tangents. You don't. Like, you can't just go straight MMA all the time.
Yeah.
You'll lose your mind.
You will. God, I'm still thinking about the president. What the fuck is her name now?
Is Monica Lewinsky?
No, that chick is ugly.
No, I would have hit that. Michelle Obama.
You need to go, yeah. You need to go back and look at that because she was not that hot.
No, Monica no Lewinsky, but she had she. Chunky. There's a difference. You need a little 10, 15 for a little fun.
Okay, I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And she was probably what 20 at the time. I don't know. You gonna look that up? Oh Jesus Christ!
I want to get a picture because I think.
No. Don't, stop it! I have an image in my head. You're gonna fucking ruin it now.
Oh, I type it in Monica, and it's the first hit. Images.
You don't even have to search it out.
Here we go.
But didn't she wear a beret?
I don't know, but she's not.
But if she's just working her mouth,
the weird
on
thing
you,
is,
there's no problem with that.
I'm trying to find you a flattering photo. It's not so easy, but there are some that. This is. I think this is her now.
But the thing is, if she's just. If she's just putting her mouth on you, she probably pulled her tits out and sucked his dick. Is that a crime, Mingo?
Oh, this is from 99. There you go. You can tell by the hands. They're all
okay.
Chubby hands.
That's a chubby hand.
It's like
some
a fucking
fat fingers.
Sausage
that's
fingers.
Like a doctor that you don't want to like, stick the finger up your
yeah,
fucking
were we
ass
talking about that this
your
weekend?
Prostate. Yes. Yes.
There are some flattering photos. I'm struggling to find one here.
But. You're not fucking
her. Oh, cigar aficionado. Awesome.
And it had to be Photoshopped. Awesome. But anyways.
It's all good.
It is all good.
Hey, here's a good one.
Huh. There you
go. That's yeah. More appealing. Probably highly Photoshopped.
Oh, I'm sure.
But that's good.
Because you know that box is a mess. You don't want any part of that.
Probably.
Stay away from it. I'm just saying. So should we talk some fights? You're going off on him. This sorry. Guy's pulling porn.
What the fuck is this?
That not photo. Be drinking in public.
What is up with for Obama? I gotta say, that's one dude I'd like to hang out with maybe for like half an hour.
Why?
I don't know. He just seems like a funny dude. I think here's a man who's like, I'm fucking president. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Fuck
I gotta
you.
Golf, all right. Golfing. I'm gonna bring my whole family. I'm gonna waste like $2 million taxpayer dollars on this trip.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they told him what it was like how it is, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you how it is. He's
I
like,
don't know.
We're from the hood.
he's signing all sorts of crazy shit in the legislation.
I know, it's kinda scary.
It's all corrupt. I don't wanna go on this path.
Sorry. Anymore. Bring in the showdown.
You're gonna get me going.
Bring
bad.
It back up.
I'm gonna go bad.
No.
KJ Nunes, Donald Cerrone. Thoughts on this fight?
Well, I can say that Cerrone had a lot of kicking strategy.
How about his game plan looked pretty good, huh?
I thought so. Delivering a little bit of that Muay Thai versus boxing.
Yeah. Used some wrestling. Like it was. I'm pretty impressed because I was really confused with who to pick in this fight. I mean. The smart money was probably on Cerrone. The dumb money, like mine, was on Nunes. Because just the track record of him when he gets in these stupid boxing matches with people with Nate
not
Diaz,
good.
Like, I couldn't buy into it until I could see him perform again. He performed well.
Yeah.
And now the question is, was it the life-changing or almost dying moment in his life? Did that help?
I believe
the
it was
sports
TRT.
Psychologist, the TRT? He's not opposed to it. He's not a fan of it. Someone asked all these UFC 160 fighters like their thoughts
TRT?
On the TRT.
Really?
And Mark Hunt was probably the best on it. He's like, the TRT? Yeah, I might want to get some of that. Sounds pretty good.
Why not?
Like, the guy's 38, 39. What the fuck? Let him get on it. I'm all for it. But anyway.
Yeah. Did you know one of the judges scored at 30-26?
I could see that.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it was fairly
but,
one-sided.
You know
but.
What the fuck's with KJ Nunes continually ramming his head into fucking Donald Cerrone's elbow?
I don't know.
And cutting that elbow open with a nice gash.
Good strategy.
Fuck yeah, worked out well for him.
Yes,
he's lost like 5 of his last 6.
Brutally too.
Yeah,
takes
so
a lot of beatings.
Do you think Nunes is going to get cut from this performance?
I,
or do you think
I don't
he
know.
Still stays?
He's a big enough name; they should give him one more chance. But I really don't care to necessarily see him. Fight that out that much because he just seems like more of the same. Like he's a really good boxer, but I think at this level, it's just not.
I gotta mention. Remember the telecaster telling me how he has like the best hands in MMA or at least in this weight division.
Yes,
sure as fuck didn't work out that way.
No, it did not.
Like he got beat in all aspects of the game this fight.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So, like next for him, I got a good matchup. And what do you think about him and like Gray Maynard throwing down?
Noons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
It's like two guys that I don't give a fuck about. So let them fight.
I think Maynard just takes them down a lot.
It's fine. Put them on the undercard.
Yeah.
It'll all work out. Tramp Stamp versus Didn't Show Up.
Okay. I like it.
And then Cerrone, they were throwing Josh Thompson out at him.
Sure. I love it.
Done.
Do it.
Move right along.
Moving on.
Grant versus Maynard.
Yeah. I like this one.
Jesus Christ. I'll just say, TJ Grant is a fucking destroyer of worlds. He has a stare that'll fucking eat your soul and your asshole.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he put Maynard on Queer Street quick.
Fast.
I was like, fast. Whoa, dude.
That guy comes out with a purpose.
Yes. And he's every fight I watch, it seems like he's improving technically, especially in the stand-up. I mean, people know he's good on the ground, but it just kind of like just keeps improving. He's knocking out these guys like... That's three knockouts in a row, I think. You know, he had Weidman, he had Grant, and then before that
he
was
decisioned. Or did he put away?
Maybe it was
Weidman?
A submission. Yeah,
it was a fucking bloody fight.
He knocked out Weidman. Oh, Dunham was a decision. I'm sorry,
that was the one.
Yeah, that was a decision. But he's just running through dudes, tough dudes too. He wants a title shot. They're saying they might give it to him.
He's getting a title shot. He's getting Henderson. Because Henderson was saying, man, fucking Grant wasn't even on my radar. I've only seen like maybe one of his fights. Now I'm going to have to check him out because, fuck, that's a good fight.
I like it.
It's just the question mark is seeing how Grant probably hasn't fought a five-rounder. Benson really good at the five-rounder. But what happens when you got a guy that's coming out for broke? Like, is he going to fucking knock him out in the first round, or is he going to gas himself out in the process?
Yeah, so that's a great question.
We'll see.
Henderson's pretty fast, so it's going to be hard to hit him, like, so easy.
Yeah. And you see the thighs on that man. He's like, goddamn, hit him in the linebacker. Thighs. Yeah, you should just thigh punch him. Fuck it.
Bite him in the thigh.
Sure. I know what that looks like. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. And then Maynard did look like he was in fucking phenomenal shape, and he said he's on a whole food, plant-based diet. How'd that work out for him?
Not so well, man.
Yeah, I can't trust a man who doesn't like the meat in his mouth. Doesn't work out for him.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Meat is good.
So we already got the next. Grant, we give him Benson Henderson and a fucking Gray Maynard and KJ Nunes. You guys can have a little fucking smack fest and see how that works out for both of you. Boom, right along.
What?
You can't say that, Ingo. I'm just saying. Everything I say is unjust. Glover Teixeira, James Tuna. Any surprises here?
No, it went the way I thought. Although I thought Glover was going to knock him out, but apparently he...
Saw something, right? Yeah.
He went in for the choke.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to fucking pull guard. But he had like guillotine locked up, arm in. He said, fuck it.
Let's do it.
Fucking drop down, roll a little bit, squeeze it off, get the tap.
Yep.
Not much else to say about that.
Not really. I mean, I don't think there was anybody who picked Tejuna to win this one. So, and you'd be crazy to say you were, but it's just guys on totally different trajectories right now. Glover said he's ready for Jones.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I think he needs another fight or two. Maybe two.
Two.
I don't want to give him too much too soon.
He's won 18 in a row.
The problem is, though, he's old. Was he 38, 37? How old is the guy? Glover?
Oh, I'd have to go back to another one. I'd say he's, let's just go mid-30s. He's probably 34.
He was born, he's 33. He seems like he's older. So he's actually younger than us. Fuck. He looked older in person.
I'm trying to do my Glover impression today.
Yeah. So I guess he's got a little bit of time, but I'd like to see him get another fight or two under his belt, you know. Somebody with a little more swagger in the striking department.
We have Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson fighting each other. Mm-hmm. He may be a good candidate for winner of that fight.
Okay.
And then maybe a little John Jones. Because you also don't know when Jones is going to be back.
What about Gustafson?
You think he's next in line, no?
For the title?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depends.
Maybe he's got that nasty eye cut thing.
Because it's either him or Machida, and you don't really want to see Machida and Jones again.
I do, because I think he can beat him. He had him in the first round. God damn it.
Stop it with your
He had him. Machida had him moving backwards and everything, and then Jones threw that freaking elbow, and it was all
over.
He
doesn't start well. How's that? Fine. Same thing with Vitor, right? First round, not so well.
Sure.
But then goes downhill from that.
Yeah, yeah.
You get out of the first round, you're fucked. So, I don't know next for Tahuna, but the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is, like, look how happy everyone was that Mike Tyson was there, because even Glover, I can't believe Mike Tyson is here. I'm so happy. Like, what's more important, winning a fight or Mike Tyson being in the front row? Mike Tyson's here. I'm so happy.
Yeah, they love him.
That was, I think it's great. Great.
I think he was, I think he's like the manager or corner man for that guy, Abel Trujillo or whatever, who
Trujillo.
Lost. Yeah. To like lots of takedowns, but I mean, it makes sense. A boxer guy gets taken down a lot. It's surprising. But yeah, I like to see Tyson kind of more involved in the sport rather than just being a celebrity. There. It's cool. I think he's like Keith was telling us. I didn't even know this, that he's married and settled down. He's got a wife. And
yeah, he was on that Real Sports show with Brian Gumbel, and they did like a 15-minute segment with him talking about his one-man show and how his wife is pretty much his manager. And
okay.
If he's getting off topic, she's got the mic and he's got the little earpiece and she keeps him on point. Like, hey, okay, go here, do this, do that. But it's impressive. It's good to see a guy who was like so fucking crazy back in the day, biting people's ears off, talking about he's gonna rape them, eat their children, they're fucking assholes, whatever, you give a shit, knocking people out, going to jail for rape or whatever, getting out, turning his life around. Yeah. Now he loves pigeons and whatever else, you know.
Yeah.
But it's good to see. And the face tattoo. Deal with it, bitches.
Awesome.
And everyone just accepts it now. It's like,
it's great.
It's not even, you know, it's in like the Hangover too. The guy gets a fucking Mike Tyson face tattoo.
No? He's a warrior, man.
Got much
respect.
When you're
respect. Mike Tyson, you can get away with that shit.
You can do whatever the
when
fuck
you're,
you
when you're
want.
Me, I don't think I can get away with that shit.
The face tattoo, you should go for it. That might be a good look. That might be good for your first tat. No. Just go fucking.
Right on the face?
Yeah. Or
I'm well, getting a tattoo at some point. I feel like the time
I feel
is,
like we
is,
need
the
a,
time is nigh.
We need a tattoo sponsor. I think if we had a tattoo sponsor, and then we could get tats on the show, or like part of the show could be them tattooing us.
Yeah, me crying.
Tattoo sponsor.
Yeah,
get in the game, bitch.
Yeah, I'll even fly to Vegas. They have hot. They have like or LA. They have some big time tattoo people there. You can get on that one show with that hot chick. What's her name?
Kat Von D.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Done. That chick's dirty.
Is she?
But that's a dirty that's nice.
It's a nice dirty.
It's like a it's naughty
a clean dirty.
Dirty.
Something.
Mm. Yeah.
Stop okay. by your head.
Thank you. I'm moving right along.
Yes.
We're getting through troubles. It's all good.
Oh, to the fight of the night. We didn't even talk about that. Wasn't this fight of the night?
Yeah, it was fight okay. of the night. Fuck yeah. Because this was the one thing I want to say about the card, too. There wasn't a lot of parity. There was a lot of one-sided fights where, I mean, overall, okay card probably, but I like to see some drama and some more parody, you know. And this was the only fight that I felt shit could go either way at any time because goddamn, they're both just throwing fucking bombs, right?
Yeah.
But I think the determining factor in this is speed kills again,
mm-hmm.
And I forget that at times because of course I'm picking Hunt. I love his style. There's a guy who comes out and he's just a fucking warrior. He's like, I'm here to fight, and yep. I'm just going to stand in front of you, and I'm either going to win or go out in dramatic fashion.
Yep.
Kind of like Pat Barry, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Maybe a good matchup.
Hunt versus Barry? I still like Hunt versus Roy Nelson.
I like both of those.
Do
so.
It.
But, so, fucking Hunt breaks his toe in the first round, and that was kind of part of his problem with mobility.
Couldn't move around?
Because I think he had a good strategy, and you could see there's a good way to beat Junior Dos Santos. Junior Dos Santos does not work well going back because he doesn't know where the fuck the cage is.
Yep.
Do we need a warning track?
Maybe.
In the octagon, because goddamn, he kept smacking the cage like, I gotta get off! Run over here. Cage, go over here. And then Hunt had a hard time tracking him down after that.
Yeah, couldn't get a hold. I mean, Junior is more of like a counter striker, and I felt like Hunt was real tentative, and just maybe this, like you said, the speed couldn't really catch him. Like even the Junior was kind of real.
He clipped him a couple times.
Yeah.
Hunt clipping Dos Santos, and Dos Santos did look more tentative in this fight than I think we've seen him in a long time. I mean, Kane whooped his ass for five rounds, but shit happens sometimes.
I don't think he was afraid of Kane. I think Hunt, he knew, had a chance to knock him out and make him look stupid on TV. So, obviously, he was cautious.
Yeah, coming off the other loss, you got to be more cautious. And then I think he said it, too. He's like, they asked him, like, who hits harder, Hunt or Velasquez? He's like, fucking Hunt. He's like, oh, there's a big difference in the power there.
For sure.
Everybody knows that. But what are we throwing, spinning shit now?
Everybody's finishing with this crazy spinning kick.
It's like, it's a desperate move from a desperate man, Ingo.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Yeah,
but
it's ridiculous.
Junior
impressed me. I thought he looked pretty good.
I'll say he looked okay, but the thing I want to credit him with is that when he can't use his hands to knock someone out, at least he's trying some new techniques.
That's like right.
Vitor Belfort does it and fucking knocks somebody out in spectacular fashion. And now Junior Dos Santos is getting in the game plan. Is this the Brazilian thing, or is this just a new thing guys want to try that they're just... Nick Diaz going to be throwing spinning shit now because that's his game plan?
No, I don't think so.
He should. It might work out for
him. It seems to be working. Yeah, it's just good to see I think the sport is evolving slowly. There's new things happening, and you know, guys can't keep doing the same stuff. I don't know. The foot with the toe, was it a factor? I'd have to say it probably was.
It has to be at some point. I mean, I've watched after the first round when Hunt went back to his corner, he was looking down at his foot like, fuck.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
It's got to suck.
Problem. And then there was a good picture posted online where you could see it.
It's nasty.
It's not John Jones bad, but it's
bad.
Fucked up.
And yeah.
It's your big toe, and that's hard to move. But
well, I mean, Dave Walsh from our site wrote a big... I don't know if you read that article he wrote.
Which one?
Yesterday, about saying that Hunt kind of exposed the heavyweight division with his little run here, because here's a guy who's you know, K-1 level striker and not necessarily like gifted in all areas of the sport, but he comes in and runs through some of these guys like so easily, and even Junior, who technically skill wise and whatever, I mean, the former champ. He should have ran through Hunt, you know, a lot faster than he did. And
I think I will just say that I think it was the jet lag that knocked him out. It was not the fucking kick. He was just a little sleepy, Ingo.
He was tired, man. He was, you could tell the third round, he was very winded coming out.
He'd throw that shit in the first round that hits. Ain't knocking him
he
out.
Smiles he smiles at just you like, and says, yeah.
He was just like, oh, fucking jet lag. Because he only came into fucking the States on
Tuesday.
Monday, or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So.
And for you fools out there that say, what the fuck is up with that kick? It didn't look legit. Give me a fucking break. Let a 250-pound guy kick you in the fucking head and see how it
feels.
When
you're like, you've been fighting for 13 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Good luck with
that.
Please. And you weigh 263 yourself, so your cardio, maybe not the best, but fuck, man.
Chin or no chin. Give me a break, man. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, and even the punch he got hit with in the first round. Yeah. He rolled with that. Did you see?
Yeah.
I mean, literally rolled with it, but didn't knock him the fuck out, man.
Nope. He's tough. So.
He's a tough son of a bitch.
I don't know what's next for Hunt. I mean, I'd like to see Nelson. I'd like to see...
Either I like Roy Nelson or Pat Barry.
Sure.
I forgot who he's fighting. Sean Jordan,
oh,
I think.
Pat Barry. Actually, Pat Barry and versus Hunt. That would be like a K-1 like
hell yeah.
level, like crazy striking.
Because that's why I appreciate Hunt, too. He's just not going to... go for takedowns or whatever. And did you notice as soon as Dos Santos went for the takedown, the whole crowd, boo, motherfucker, boo!
Oh, yeah.
You're a heavyweight. You need to stand and bang.
Unless you're Frank Mir.
Stand and bang. No, all heavyweights just stand and bang. That's
Who I
why
think will retire next. You heard it here first.
Is he going to go into the UFC Hall of Fame with the most broken limbs?
Probably. He should. I think he's got to be close.
Housie. Honda Housie.
Housie. They're talking that she might be on the cover of the next UFC game.
I thought you were going to say Playboy, but I don't think she's dirty, is she? I don't think I want to.
Did she show Cooch in that Playboy?
Who?
Ronda Rousey?
Oh, no.
She was in Sports Illustrated, right?
Yeah,
no, not
she
Playboy.
Did the body issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking.
Where it's Playboy. Like crafty.
Come on, Ronda. Get in Playboy.
What? I don't know. I'll look, but I won't watch or whatever.
That's
that
bullshit.
I'll hear, but I won't listen.
Okay.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
Oval Office.
It's just skin, Matt.
It is.
It's a natural.
It's just a fucking What do you call it? It's like a dog lip.
I'm not following.
It's just a meaty.
Oh, thing. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
That's all. That's all I'm saying, Ingo.
Well.
Moving right along. Let's give me some sponsor action.
We're sponsored by Defense Soap. Get 15% off. Use code MMANUTS. Go to their website. Listen, you dirty fuckers. It's summertime.
Why are they always dirty?
Because they're dirty. It's summer, it's sweaty, it's nasty. Like,
I want to get dirty.
Right. Wash your ass, okay? And if you're going to do it...
Shave your ass.
Google triclosan. It's in everything. The shit's bad for you. They're coming out with all kinds of studies. I believe Europe's already banning it, right?
Why are we last in everything?
I don't know. Because Europe's in the...
GMO, fluoride...
Triclosan.
Thank you.
Is terrible for you. Defense Soap has none of that stuff. It's all natural. Very good for your skin. Moisturizing.
It's good for your ass, too.
Good for your ass, too. You got hemorrhoids. Scrub that bar soap right on your asshole. You'll be all set. 15% off. Code MMA Notes. Also,
they should make a fucking...
Like, hemorrhoid ball sack.
No, I was going to say a big black cock bar of Defense Soap. Would that not work out well for them?
Like you would just...
Like on a rope, too.
You would like...
Soap on a rope, but asshole, it's a big black
like,
cock.
Like clean your ass off?
Yeah! Deep. Make sure it's clean.
I have a naturally cleansing asshole. I don't need to stick things in it, okay?
You eating wheat germ on a daily basis?
Kale shakes. I had one
kale shakes and wheat germ?
Dude, by the
your
way,
fiber
you
intake.
Left that pico de gallo at my house yesterday. I had some of that for lunch, and oh my God, it like instantly just, I was like, flush me out, yeah. That shit's spicy, but it was good. I don't have to buy it. Even my wife was eating it.
Good.
Is that too spicy for you? She's like, no, this is good. Like, you don't even fucking like tomatoes. Why are you eating this? I don't know. This is really good. Okay. Sure. Wait.
Doggo.
Get home and like the toilet's plugged up.
He's like, what's going on over here?
It's not me. Women don't poop. We all know that.
Yeah. I make the joke like all the women, I have three, you know, a wife and two daughters, and I'll be goddamned if one of them doesn't clog the toilet weekly.
Yeah.
Like, do you fuckers like
women poop.
Shit?
They hold
I
it
shit
in.
Three times a day, all
I think
right?
They hold it in, and then when it comes out,
it
it's.
It is the mother
ridiculous.
Load.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're used to holding it in.
Speaking of mother loads.
GoDaddy.com, who's all over the Indy 500 this weekend, everywhere, but they're also on our website.
Yeah, I read some story like Danica Patrick and her boyfriend got into some car crash, and the boyfriend wrecked her car for her because they're both racers.
Maybe she was blowing him.
Were they in the same car? Or she,
I don't know.
She's like, oh, well, maybe she was like talking dirty during the race.
She races NASCAR.
Totally suck your cock.
I think he races Indy cars. Two different.
Were they in the same race? I don't know. I just read he wrecked her car. Whatever that meant. I thought they were in the same
All right. These three codes, I hope they're all current.
All current, Ingo.
Use code 249NUTS. What does that get you, Matt?
That's 249.com or one transfer.
Okay. Also, use code MMANUTS to get
$495
domains.
495.com. You can get up to three.
And the last but not least, the most complicated code, GO32OFF6.
You get 32% off your entire order. They don't give a fuck what you order. Order often, frequently, twice a day.
Yes.
Three times on Sunday.
Yes.
They're open 24/7, Ingo. There's this thing called the internet. I hear it's going to be big.
The internet will be big?
I remember I got extra credit in college for learning about the internet.
Okay. The internet
is
just
so ridiculous.
A fad, Matt.
Yeah, that's what my brother told me.
Just a fad.
He's like, oh, that thing ain't going to last.
Nobody will be using computers.
Wait, everybody's got to get into this. Trust me. I'm buying up websites that are going out of style.
Yep.
Do that. Back in the day. And now we're running out of domain names. That's why we got to open up all these like .xxx and all these other... things. That's why our website is going to go dark. We're going to go all black with white text.
We need .xxx?
I don't know about that, but...
You want the new design? You want it to be black instead of white? We're not that light now. It's kind of like, you know, in between.
Yes. My monitors are very bright. I think that's the problem. Okay. Everything blinds me.
I think we just need more contrast. So
whatever
we do with the new design, it's got to be more contrast. Easier.
Maybe we should put a vote to the fans. We'll get a couple styles, like three styles. Let them take a look.
Vote on the new look?
Sure. And then we'll totally blackball their fucking votes and go, fuck you. This is the one we're choosing. Because that usually works out well.
I think our site should have a splash screen. It's just a big black cock.
Enter. You click before
enter at your own risk. You think that would work?
I don't know. AdamandEve.com. What's up? I'm just saying.
These sponsors are all crazy. I think they can't handle us. That's the
problem. They can't handle the truth either.
They watch the show and they're like, what the fuck? These guys are like, what are they talking about? I don't even know what this show is about. That's the point, people.
Stamps.com.
Still no response there?
I'll just keep naming names. GMC! Ford! Dodge!
Yeah, Ford.
We need a vehicle sponsor.
I want to be sponsored by Fiat. One of those little fucking...
what was the other one we were talking about? Yugo, but they went right out of
they
business.
Went out of business.
That would have been the best.
Dude, we could buy an old used Yugo that actually works and put like a logo on it and you could drive it around.
Fucking four cylinders, stick shift.
I think they were three cylinders.
You can go under four? Is that legal? So. Holy shit.
Let me look it up.
That can't be right. You don't want to go... Four... Let me tell you, from someone who's driven a four-cylinder vehicle, that was my first car, was a 1980 Toyota Corolla.
I Google Yugo car. It's the 50 worst cars of all time is the first link that comes up.
Thank God.
Toyota Corolla, go for it.
Yeah, it was a four-cylinder car, stick shift, five gears. I'd usually skip second and go one, three, five.
But the
topped out at 83 miles an hour.
Four cylinders currently are pretty damn good, like with the turbos and stuff. A lot of cars are four cylinder.
It's like what my mom had. She had an 80 Chevette, same deal, stick shift. Oof! Thank God cars have improved. At least they don't fucking rust anymore.
So get these 0.9 liter engine this fucking thing had. That's so fucking
is that
tiny.
Like two cylinder?
I don't know. I'm trying to
it's
find
like,
it.
That's like a lawnmower engine for Christ's sake. Oh. My lawnmower has more power.
Yeah, exactly. It's a 1300 cc engine inside.
It's like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's not good. Those cars were really bad, but they were cheap as fuck. I think
it'd
you would buy one
new,
of those for like $4,000.
I was gonna say about $3,000. Right? So, I knew someone that had one. Like,
cool. They look cool.
They rode. They were. It was like riding in a Jeep. There was no fucking suspension on that fucker. Jesus Christ!
Oh, you can still buy them in Serbia.
Sweet. What are we waiting for?
This was the
road
meal,
trip.
The meal we had yesterday. That was like a. Once I figure out how to make those fucking sausages better, that's like a true Serbian meal, like the whole setup.
See, maybe MMA Nuts needs to go on a world tour.
Croatia?
Wherever they will accept us.
I think we should use all the marketing money and just go to cool places.
That'd be more fun.
Fuck MMA. We just go like somewhere. No, seriously.
And
like,
shoot guns.
We should go
like
there. Oh, what
AKs
if, like, what if we go
Serbia.
To like Amsterdam and go train like stand-up somewhere, like at one of the famous gyms?
I think we should go eat some fucking brownies first and then go train stand-up.
No, no, no.
Tell me I would not be dominating then.
You might be.
I'd be on a whole another level. They wouldn't even know because my consciousness, that's right, my consciousness.
Your consciousness.
It's like I'm in constant that. I'd be fucking dropping fools.
It doesn't tell you how many cylinders this fucking car is driving me crazy.
Well, Google how many cylinders is a fucking, don't you have Siri? Dirty that bitch up and go dirty her. I can't use the internet here.
Yugo car cylinders. It's thinking now. It's Google is confused
God.
By my query. Carry on. Should we talk about the main event? You know why we're dilly dallying is because this main event was so uneventful.
It went like, exactly as expected. Like right. We saw. This is what we said. So a year ago, we had this fight. Why are we having this fight again? This is the same thing I'm talking to you about. John Jones versus Lyoto Machida. You're not going to get a difference.
Oh, but Cain got murdered in the first fight. Machida took it to right. Jones for a round. Come on! Right. Come on!
But there was no surprise here. I think the only surprise is Bigfoot crying about illegal blows to the back of the head.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Which I only registered one, but here's the thing. It does not change the outcome of this fight, because fucking Bigfoot walks into a 1-2 combination. It's kind of funny, because I forget whatever punch Bigfoot was throwing. But Cain landed his two punches, and his left hook was about to land before Bigfoot's first punch even landed.
Four times, yeah.
Hence, speed kills again. But the cool thing that Bigfoot said was that he would like to see refs get penalized, kind of like so a fighter tests positive for marijuana or tests positive for steroids, they get penalized and suspended.
Okay.
The same thing should happen to refs, according to Bigfoot Silva. And I can't disagree with him because how many refs have had any disciplinary action happen to them for a bad reffing session.
Zero. Who's exactly. in charge? Is it the athletic commission of the referees?
Yes. That would be Keith Kaiser. Okay. In 99%.
Well, I really, we said this before. I think they really need to try to do some kind of like an NFL like thing where they have the referee association and they're constantly reviewing these guys and they're having training and they're trying to see, are they making the right decisions? How can they be? I don't know why they don't do that. It's such a, it just needs to be done. I don't, you know, or at least once a year if it's too much money, you know, do it.
I'd like to see someone get suspended
for making a stupid call.
Not in this scenario, but yeah, like, and I'll go look at Kim Winslow. How many fights has that lady fucked up?
I don't know.
A bunch.
Every time she refs?
A bunch. I'm just saying, how about some consistency? So.
That's blasphemy. There's no consistency in MMA.
Hey.
That's the only consistency in MMA is there isn't any.
That's what makes it interesting. Probably. Anything can happen, right?
It's kind of like baseball because those umpires like fucking.
They fuck up a lot, don't they?
They do, but it's part of the game, I guess. I don't know.
In instant replay, it doesn't even fucking matter. They still fuck it up.
Yeah.
So. Next for Kane, I already said UFC loves the fucking trilogy. Junior Dos Santos, Cain Velasquez.
Are they going to do it on Fox?
Possibly. We don't know yet because they might want to do it. It seems like they want to do it in Houston. So
why?
Because you're close to Mexico with Velasquez. Yeah.
Then if he does that, he's got to come out with a real mariachi band. None of this bullshit.
Yeah, straight up. Will they let him do it? Did he do it once?
I think he did, yeah. Why wouldn't
that might have been
it?
Brock Lesnar.
Fucking champ.
Sure.
Who cares?
I think it was Brock Lesnar in the WWE.
He can take a shit on the cage if he wants to. It's all good.
That is blasphemy.
No, it's pay-per-view.
I feel bad for the cage. Yeah, it's pay-per-view. You can use the whole seat, but you'll only be using the edge.
That's right.
Something like that. So, next for Bigfoot, you got anybody in mind?
For Bigfoot, I'm lost because... The guy, he goes two and then drops one, and he's already fought some of the...
he takes a shit, and then he pisses, he drops the deuce.
I don't know. And who's he going to fight? I mean, fuck it.
Barnett.
Put him in against Stefan Struve.
Done. Moving right along.
The two weirdo, freaky-sized dudes against each other and see what happens.
All right. I am starving, by the way, so we're moving right along. I didn't eat well today, and now my hunger just...
Hunger pains.
In. Yeah, because the alcohol is numbing the pain of the days.
Well, I'm on my like third and a half margarita, so I'm a little buzzed.
Good.
So ask the nuts.
Ask the nuts.
And I'm hungry too.
Andrew Wilkinson asked, and I'm sorry I missed this one. I was going to ask it last week. He says, how do you three get together? Matt, Ingo, and a Magic 8-Ball. I'll take care of the 8-Ball part.
How do we get together?
Like, well, how did we meet? I mean, we've talked about that before.
Oh.
His wife was a nanny. His wife's a hot nanny.
Hey now. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You were going to say you're taking care of the 8-Ball.
Yeah, so, I'll take care of how the 8-Ball. No, our wives.
Is that my cue to start? Or is that, I'm not sure.
I'll fucking take it.
I don't know. That.
Our wives, man, our wives were friends before we became friends. And then we became friends. And I don't know what we were doing one night. I think I was playing video games or something. UFC. You guys were going to a concert or something. Stop by.
Yeah, we stopped by, and then we hung out a bit, and then we left. And then you had a UFC here.
Yeah.
And then that was cool. And that's how I got into it. Which kind of, like, at the time, I was like, this is really weird. Like, I don't know if I like this. And then, like, the whole week, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that was really fucking cool. That was the BJ Penn, Sean Shirk.
Okay.
Where BJ could, like, knee him in the
face.
It was
flying
knee. Wow, it's fucking brutal. It's crazy. And I think Brock was on that card maybe, too.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and then it kind of just kind of went from there. Like, I think... Maybe our wives are regretting this whole thing.
They are now.
I'm not sure.
Too late.
I'm not sure. But I know I get a lot of, you hang out with Matt too much. You don't know. You never used to talk like that. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Just freeing
everybody out. Yeah, and that kind of like just sparked this whole weirdness of, I don't know. And we watched, we were watching MMA and doing martial arts like for a good year or two before this whole ridiculous idea came about. So go back and watch episode one.
It's fucking horrible. I watched it the other day. Like, I had 2 minutes, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is painful.
I haven't done it in
painful.
A long time. I don't want to.
It's cool just because you can see the progression, like how shitty we were to start and how good we are now.
Okay.
And how great
we're still pretty shitty, but okay.
It'll be great. And then the Magic 8 Ball is something I always used to bring to work because I used to be a computer buyer. So there'd be days where I'd be buying like $3 million worth of computers in a day or $6 million. I think the biggest PO I ever wrote was $8 million. Nice. I remember my boss, and I had to talk to my boss, the CEO, and they're all just shitting bricks because this is like so much money to spend. Are we going to fucking make money on this? I'm like, I asked a Magic 8 Ball and said science point to yes. Just straight as fuck, and they're both looking at me like, oh my, God, are you fucking serious? I never broke character. I'm like, I bring it to meetings sometimes. I'm like, let me ask the 8 Ball. And then fucking shake it up. It's no bullshit, but this is something I thought was funny. And I think, you know, I bring it with me and I'll carry it along. And as you can see through the season's picks, it is actually beating us. So I don't know what that means. I think it's because I channel something every time I pick it up. It's
possible.
And I think this season I've used the Magic 8 Ball itself the whole time. And in past seasons, I've used the Magic 8 Ball app. And
the Magic 8 Ball app devil. Is
a for a shot.
Yeah, it's not. It has no soul.
It's true.
That's the problem.
It's
all ones
soulless.
And zeros.
The whole.
You need analog for the 8 Ball.
And when you say analog, anal is in there, by the way.
That's correct.
And Matthew's some boom pull asks, will Chris Weidman be invented to Anderson Silva's barbecue?
I don't know.
Only if he slaps Anderson Silva's wife on the ass first.
Yeah.
He'll be in there. Garrett Carlson, what are your thoughts on Mike Pyle, Rick Story decision? Story had the first, but the second and the third were close. Pyle was much busier on the ground, even though he was on bottom. What do you think?
I think I was too busy talking during that fight, and I wasn't paying attention.
I'll just say, Story, well, I'm a little biased because I picked Pyle, so I didn't give a fuck that Pyle won. But I could, if I had to pick a winner, I would say Story won that. But I'm not going to, I mean, it was close enough for me not to fucking raise a stink about. So let's see who else. Ronald Martineau, you guys think that Mark Hunt, why do you guys think Mark Hunt had so much support in the following?
Because he's the underdog. It's like this, that everybody loves it. He's the guy who doesn't give a shit, and he comes in. It's the reason why people root for Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz and BJ Penn, and it's just like...
And Pat Barry is the guy that comes in. He wants to stand and bang. He's not afraid to go out on a shield. Win or lose, he's going to make it exciting.
Yep, and it was well worth it.
Hell yeah.
Best fight of the night.
Tonio Serrano Diego. Did they stop the Kane versus Bigfoot match too soon? I don't think the ref did. What do you think?
No, I thought it was fine. As soon as Kane took like that like side back control kind of thing, you knew it was over. Because Bigfoot wasn't doing shit. You can't just sit there and take that for however long.
I'll just say, drugs bad.
Right.
I don't want to say he's Frankenstein, but Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's just a language barrier. You're fire bad.
Did you call me Inger just now?
Inger.
Okay.
Stuart Harrison.
He needs food.
He's
dying over here. I think his brain is melting.
lack of
protein and carbs.
Throat yogurt. You know, that's what I really need.
Nice.
Stuart Harrison says, TJ Grant, the new light heavyweight champ? I think so.
I don't know. Ben Henderson will be a big challenge for him. You brought it up earlier. I'm curious to know if this goes more than three.
I'm bi-curious.
Fair enough. If he goes, I'm
gonna
totally
threaten you
gay.
With a gay stare.
I'm totally gay.
TJ Grant, gay stare.
Yeah. No, the five-rounder is a big question mark.
Okay. Frank Fleming asks, it looks like the UFC is thinking of having Benson versus TJ Grant as the main event for a Fox Sports 1 card. Do you think this is a reflection of how bad a pay-per-view draw Benson is, or because he is more known to a TV audience?
I think you're overthinking it.
I think there's a couple good points. It could be that Benson is so clean cut and like a good role model for people that they want to keep him on Fox. He's not controversial at all, and I think you need a controversial person for the pay-per-view. Because you want a guy that is going to put you one way or the other. It's either you love him or hate him. And yep. Benson is just so clean cut, and he's like a good story. It's like almost like a Brian Stan kind of guy where it's like there's a good story behind. You can easily sell that on Fox. And like Fox is almost sanitized. Like, oh God, there's blood on the mat. Fucking spray paint the octagon. We can't show blood. So, I don't think he's a bad draw. I think he's just a good role model. That's what I'm going with.
Fair enough.
And he's got Jesus wings on his back. And that seems to be the
Jesus
popular
Cristo, baby.
Thing. And is that a new cigar?
Monte Cristo.
Jesus Cristo. Jeremy Silver, just want to say I recently discovered your show, and I love it. Keep up the good work.
Jeremy Silver? That's a buddy of mine from college.
No, oh, then that must be you. Y-I-T-B-O-S.
Oh, yeah. The fraternity thing. Back to you, sir.
Anal gangbang.
Yes.
Whatever that meant. So, cha-ching. Frank Fleming, did the JDS fight kill all of Mark Hunt's momentum?
No.
Raja Sandal, is Hunt's chin slowly going soft? I mean, that spinning back kick clipped him barely, whereas we've seen him take tremendous luck kicks flush to the chin.
Did we just have this conversation?
Yeah.
Dude, you get kicked in the head by a 240-pound guy and see how you do.
Jet lag, son! Jet lag!
That was,
Alejandro Madero Valentin. Is a spinning back kick to the face the new jab?
Maybe.
It's seems sure to be pretty popular. Like also, apples or oranges?
Apples.
None. Sugar bad. Even fruit sugars.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't eat fruit. Only
at
vegetable.
All?
Nope.
Oh.
Except the occasional banana that I'll take.
Okay. No sugar at all?
No.
That's crazy.
Unless I have a sugar freak out. But you know what that's about.
Okay.
Easy. Jeff Ellsbury. Are you guys still doing the radio show thing? And if so, is there any way to listen to the old segment? I'll take that. It's a marketing thing right now. Right now we're using the radio for promotion for the show. We'll see where that leads to. I don't know if we're radio ready. Because fucking A, Ingo. Fucking A.
There's a lot of red tape. Our show isn't clean. And even the beeps, apparently are considered like some sort of a limit on beeps.
Yeah, you have X amount so that you can get.
In order to go on the radio, we'd have to totally clean this thing up, and we're not really ready to do that. But they're ready to get
what behind. About the... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, they are behind us in this medium, and because they're trying to enter this medium. So there's a marketing thing happening there, but it's a huge company. Everything takes fucking weeks, literally. If someone wants to ask,
if not 6 months,
so it's still on. It's just taking a long time. There's a lot. There's people working to try to get certain things done, and it's a lot of red tape. So,
I'm on the Mexican radio.
There you go. Nice. So,
or the satellite.
It's happening, man.
It's all coming.
Just chill.
Robert Lilly asks, are we gonna see all the same old rematches now for the belts?
Nah, maybe.
Can we get Chuck versus Tito 4?
No.
Arlovsky versus Sylvia, is it 5 or 6 now?
Yeah.
5, I think. All right, Ryan Smith, one fight related, one non-fight related. Since Liz Carmouche versus Misha Tate is the first women's fight on Fox, do you think that if they do good ratings that Ronda versus Kat will be on Fox?
I think they should do it. I think that'd be good for the sport.
Yes.
Scissor fighting. Scissoring good.
Damn right. And did you think Brittany Palmer looked a little different in the face at UFC 160? Not saying she looked bad. I always think she looked hot, but just different. I didn't notice.
Something's weird. I don't know what it is, but maybe nose job, facelift. I don't know, man. Something doesn't look the same. When he loads to the face.
I'm saying she took a lot of... But maybe a woman
can
likes
stretch
to
out your cheekbones, I guess, or whatever. It's got cock coming
you
in.
You can get that little elastic face. Elastic girl.
Flimsy.
I like that. And Gregory Fountain will close it out. Gregory Fountain.
He's slurring his words.
No, I'm just trying to speak in tongues.
Okay.
All right, ladies. He says he had a blast at UFC 160 and thought it was a great card. He says, great advice for the fight and marriage, by the way. There were a lot of Brazilians and Mexicans at the fight representing their countries and their fighters from their countries. There were a few fights between a few. So you see MMA being like soccer where fans are so hardcore about their fighters that they will get into fights just because you have guys like Kane instead of Bigfoot as an example. So you have country versus country based on fighter versus fighter.
I guess. And I think there was a couple fights in the Chicago while we were there, too.
There usually are. I mean, you can't have people fucking pounding. It's any fucking event. I probably see more fights at a hockey game than actually at a MMA event.
I think soccer is the worst by far.
Well, yeah, on a wide scale basis, because that you're in riot level. Because that is true.
It's crazy.
Because normal sports are just like city versus city. When
did
you
see that
to...
movie with Frodo? By the way, what the fuck is his name about that the hooligans?
No.
Carry on.
Well, I was going to say, so you're looking at, like, professional sports, and yes, most professional sports, it's city versus city, but when you look at soccer, you're in country versus country. So, and then you get the dangerous riot level. Plus, how many fans are in the stands at these fucking soccer events?
Yep.
Are you in the 50,000 to 200,000 range? You're in, like, college football range with the number of people? Because it seems like they have the 50,000.
I would say like NBA basketball range. You're talking about soccer.
Yeah, like how many fans are in the stands?
Like college football range. Yeah,
like
hundreds.
In the 50 to 100,000.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. So what stat are you pulling?
I'm not. I'm emailing you right now. There's a movie I saw a while ago. It's called Green Street Hooligans.
I'll transition right to knowledge for this.
I'm emailing you right now so you will remember.
I will not remember. So hence, the emails are good for
me. It's a trailer. Excellent movie. Excellent, excellent movie. If you have not seen it, Green Street Hooligans, it's the dude from Elijah Wood. You would expect him in this sissy role. I would say probably his best performance in his career. And it's a movie about fighting and this exact topic about American goes abroad.
What was the topic?
Fighting.
Okay, fighting. States.
It's fucking crazy. You gotta watch
with
it.
With swords and Mithril.
No. Watch it. You
and
should
Hobbits
watch it.
And
since
no
there's
shoes,
no Game of Thrones this week
feet.
And you got nothing to do.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Watch the movie. It's good. It's on Amazon Prime. All right.
Let's check it out. I had to watch a fucking pinball documentary last night. There's fucking no Game of Thrones, man. What the fuck? What am I supposed to watch now? Pinball.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible.
Sad. Two more episodes.
It's fine. And the funny thing was, remember last episode we were talking about that dragon woman? I'm like, she needs to get naked more often. Then I watched the show that night, and she got naked!
She did. It was awesome.
There were two naked chicks that show. Thank you. Thank you, Game of Thrones. More naked wins. Skin to win,
well,
baby.
I'm told from those who watch, who have read the books, that right about now is when shit gets good. So, apparently they're splitting this third book into two seasons because there's so much that happens. And this is about the time where I stopped reading because I was just like, fucking enough is enough already. This shit's way too slow and I should have kept on reading. But apparently the next two shows are going to be spectacular because there's a lot of shit that's about to happen. So, be prepared.
It's all about it. Shut down.
He's hungry.
I am.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you guys next week.
Thanks for playing.